correlation and volatility. Recent advancements in portfolio credit risk management have emphasized two critical attributes, correlation and volatility. Even seemingly unrelated counterparties may have a high sensitivity to certain economic factors, impacting their credit quality simultaneously. This highlights the importance of considering correlation and volatility in credit portfolio management to ensure resilience under stress conditions. Techniques for effective credit portfolio management. Macroeconomic factor model. One technique to analyze credit portfolio correlation involves a macroeconomic factor model. This approach projects the portfolio's performance under varying macroeconomic environments, allowing stress testing of borrowers' debt servicing ability. By linking key financial parameters of portfolio constituents to macroeconomic parameters, potential correlations between apparently unrelated counterparties can be established. Managing credit risk and interbank exposure. Credit evaluation of counterparty banks. When dealing with interbank exposure, credit risk assessment is paramount. Banks assess various financial parameters and other factors to determine the credit risk posed by counterpart banks. Key financial parameters include capital adequacy, asset quality, liquidity, and profitability. Factors for credit assessment. Apart from financial metrics, assessing ownership, management ability, peer comparison, market perception, and the regulatory environment of the counterparty bank is crucial. These factors shed light on the bank's stability and its ability to honor commitments. Facility classifications. Facilities provided to banks can be broadly classified into on-balance sheet and off-balance sheet items. Understanding and categorizing these facilities help in setting exposure limits for a particular bank or banking group. Tiering system for exposure limits. Banks use a tiering system to establish internal parameters determining acceptable limits of exposure to a specific bank or banking group. This system helps in deciding exposure levels and assessing the risks associated with various facilities. Conclusion. Credit portfolio management and risk assessment are pivotal in maintaining a healthy and diversified portfolio in the banking sector. By embracing innovative techniques and closely monitoring interbank exposures, banks can effectively manage credit risk and optimize their portfolio for long-term sustainability and growth. Understanding the correlation between seemingly unrelated factors and using advanced models for risk assessment will continue to shape the future of credit portfolio management. What is credit monitoring? Credit monitoring involves keeping track of a person's or a company's financial behavior to assess their ability to pay back loans or debts. Why is credit monitoring important? Credit monitoring is crucial because it helps lenders determine if someone can repay a loan. It impacts decisions about lending money or providing credit. What do credit bureaus do in India? Credit bureaus in India collect and store financial information about individuals and businesses. They create credit reports that help lenders assess creditworthiness. How does credit risk affect banks? Credit risk refers to potential losses if borrowers can't repay loans. It affects banks by impacting their financial health and stability. What are the building blocks of credit risk management? The building blocks include policies, organizational structure, and operational systems. They help banks manage risks associated with lending and credit activities. What is a risk grading system? A risk grading system helps evaluate and categorize the level of risk associated with a borrower or facility based on a scale. Why is diversification important in credit portfolio management? Diversification helps spread risks in a credit portfolio. It reduces the impact of losses from a single borrower or sector. What is the new capital accord proposed by Basel Committee? The new capital accord is a refined framework by the Basel Committee, outlining minimum capital requirements and supervisory reviews for banks. What is RAROC in banking? RAROC, or risk-adjusted return on capital, is a way to calculate capital charges based on expected losses, helping banks allocate capital more effectively. How does credit risk affect pricing? Credit risk influences the interest rates and terms a lender sets for a loan. Higher risk may lead to higher interest rates. What is a credit rating? A credit rating is a score assigned to individuals or businesses indicating their creditworthiness. Higher scores represent lower credit risk. How often should credit risk be monitored? Credit risk should be continuously monitored to assess changes in a borrower's ability to repay and make informed decisions. What is meant by credit exposure? Credit exposure is the amount of risk a lender is exposed to due to a borrower's potential default on loans or credit. How does a bank assess country risk? Banks assess country risk by evaluating a country's ability to service its debts and considering factors like political stability and economic conditions. What role does the Board of Directors play in credit risk management? The Board of Directors sets credit risk policies and strategies, ensuring they align with the bank's overall objectives and risk appetite. Why is stress testing important in credit risk management? Stress testing helps banks understand how their credit portfolio would perform under adverse economic conditions, preparing them for potential risks. What is meant by collateral in lending? Collateral is an asset pledged by a borrower to secure a loan. It serves as a guarantee for the lender in case of non-payment. How does a bank determine loan pricing? Banks consider various factors like borrower risk, loan terms, collateral, and market conditions to determine loan pricing. What is the role of credit bureaus in loan approvals? Credit bureaus provide credit reports to lenders, helping them assess a borrower's credit history and make informed loan approval decisions. How does credit risk management contribute to a bank's success? Effective credit risk management helps a bank make sound lending decisions, reducing potential losses and contributing to long-term success. What factors affect a borrower's credit rating? Factors include payment history, debt levels, length of credit history, types of credit used, and recent credit inquiries. What is meant by risk mitigation in credit risk management? Risk mitigation involves taking actions to reduce or control risks associated with lending, improving the overall risk profile. How does economic instability affect credit risk? Economic instability can increase credit risk as it may lead to job losses and financial difficulties for borrowers, affecting their ability to repay loans. What does credit approval involve? Credit approval is the process of evaluating a borrower's creditworthiness and deciding whether to approve a loan application. How do banks measure a borrower's ability to repay a loan? Banks assess a borrower's ability to repay by considering their income, expenses, credit history, and existing debts. What is meant by risk-weighted assets in credit risk management? Risk-weighted assets are a measure of a bank's total assets adjusted for risk, reflecting the potential losses associated with those assets. How do credit bureaus collect information? Credit bureaus collect information from various sources, including lenders, public records, and other financial institutions, to build credit reports. What are some common risk assessment techniques used in credit risk management? Techniques include statistical models, option pricing-based approaches, and assessment of financial ratios. What is the role of regulatory bodies in credit risk management? Regulatory bodies set guidelines and standards to ensure banks manage credit risks effectively and in compliance with regulations. How can borrowers improve their credit rating? Borrowers can improve their credit rating by paying bills on time, reducing debt, and managing credit responsibly. How does portfolio analysis help in credit risk management? Portfolio analysis helps banks assess the overall risk in their credit portfolio, allowing for better risk management and strategic decision-making. What is the role of credit risk models in banks? Credit risk models help banks quantify and manage credit risk, enabling informed decision-making and enhancing risk management practices. How does the economy influence credit risk? Economic conditions, such as recession or growth, can impact credit risk by affecting borrowers' financial stability and repayment capabilities. What is the difference between on-balance sheet and off-balance sheet items in banking? On-balance sheet items are assets and liabilities directly recorded on a bank's balance sheet, while off-balance sheet items are contingent liabilities. How does credit risk impact interest rates for borrowers? Higher credit risk for a borrower can result in lenders offering higher interest rates to compensate for the increased risk of non-repayment. What steps can banks take to manage concentration risk in credit portfolios? Banks can manage concentration risk by diversifying their loan portfolios, setting exposure limits, and monitoring sectoral allocations. How do financial guarantees affect credit risk? Financial guarantees increase credit risk for the guarantor, as they are responsible for fulfilling the obligation if the primary borrower defaults. What is the role of credit risk assessment in loan approval decisions? Credit risk assessment helps lenders evaluate the creditworthiness of a borrower, influencing whether a loan application is approved or denied.